Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, August 16th, 2019. On this day in 1954, the first issue of Sports Illustrated was published. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, time and time again, callers are on hold at police emergency number 110 or even disconnected. From now on, the police will switch off the waiting queue completely. The confusion and wait times are due to a temporary solution that the Operation Control Center, or the ELZ, currently has to work with. Because the roof of the ELZ in the police headquarters at Platz der Luftbrücke has to be renovated, the officers who answer emergency calls have been sitting in an office on Friesenstraße in Kreuzberg since June. The system is, however, not up to date, resulting in an increased number of complaints about waiting times that are just too long. The officers can also not see who's been on hold for how long, and afterwards cannot trace the waiting times for all calls. In response to this situation, the police announced on Thursday, quote, "In order to ensure that in an emergency it's possible to fetch assistance as quickly as possible under the 110 assistance line, it is necessary technically to switch off the recorded message and the associated waiting queue until further notice. This will allow the staff in the Operations Control Center to react flexibly to an increased volume of calls as usual." According to police, if the emergency number is dialed from now on, a ringtone will be heard until calls are answered in the order in which they are received. The police are informing callers to remain on the line, and only if the connection is interrupted or a busy signal sounds is a new call to the line necessary. Until the beginning of September 2019, the police's emergency reception will work in the technically restricted alternative area. A police spokesman said that a functioning 110 emergency line, which can be reached quickly and reliably around the clock, has the highest priority. On average, the Operation Controls Center receives an emergency call every 26 seconds. Berlin will soon be one tourist attraction richer. In the future, visitors will be able to clean parks in the capital together with local residents. The project was launched by the district offices of Pankow and Mitte, together with Sandemans New Berlin, a provider of sightseeing tours. Pankow's city councillor for economic affairs, Rone Titje, told the German press agency on Wednesday that she sees the project as a good opportunity to sensitize people to sustainable tourism. According to a statement by the Pankow office on Tuesday, on a total of 3 dates in August and September, participants will clean up the Mauerpark and Ernst-Thälmann Park in Prenzlauer Berg. A one-hour free tour through the Berlin Wall Memorial site will take place before the cleanup activities, and followed will be a picnic, including a thank you gift. Participants are asked to register free of charge on the internet. Lisa John from Sandemans was optimistic. She and her team have carried out similar activities in Edinburgh, Barcelona, Paris, Amsterdam, and Dublin, and experience has shown that participants, quote, "appreciate the experience of feeling part of the city even more than the free tour and the refreshments at the end." Unlike previous years, the neo-Nazi commemoration march for the anniversary of Rudolf Hess's death will most likely not happen this year. A spokeswoman said that the police had not been notified of a demonstration until Thursday morning. Meanwhile, numerous alliances and groups against right-wing extremism had registered smaller rallies and demonstrations. Apparently, this was mainly done to occupy certain places and routes where neo-Nazi demonstrations had been taking place in earlier years as a precaution. On Friday afternoon at 5 p.m., there will be a demonstration of the Alliance Against the Right at Spandau Station. Nearby was the former prison of the Allied powers in the Second World War, in which Hess killed himself on the 17th of August, 1987. Neo-Nazis had repeatedly demonstrated in Spandau around the 17th of August, and often there were large counter-demonstrations and blockades. Last year, about 600 neo-Nazis moved at short notice to Friedrichshain. Therefore, many protests and demonstrations against the right are announced for this Saturday, starting from 10 a.m. in various districts, and the list of places is long. Alexanderplatz, Landsberger Allee, Platz der Vereinten Nationen and Frankfurter Allee in Friedrichshain, Volkspark Friedrichshain, Bahnhof Lichtenberg, Bonhomerstrasse in Prenzlauer Berg, Oranienplatz in Kreuzberg, Bahnhof Zoo, as well as various S-Bahn stations such as Rudow, Köpenick, Treptow, and Schöneweide. The Berlin Against the Right Alliance points out that the extreme right NPD is celebrating a summer party in Reinickendorf. In addition, small decentralized actions can be expected, for example, banners on bridges or wreath laying in Spandau. Anyone who passes by the Maxim Gorky Theater may have noticed a large container erected in front of the main building. Theater spokeswoman Zinja Zirkar told the German press agency on Thursday that the container is to serve as a third venue until the end of 2020. The other stages are closed from time to time because of renovations. In the Theaterhaus itself, for example, the machinery of the main stage will be renovated until September, as some of the cable systems date back to the 1970s. And next year, the big stage will be temporarily closed again because the revolving platform will be renovated. During these renovations, the approximately 20-meter-long container will serve as an alternative accommodation. The new building will open Saturday from 6 p.m. and with a party and the premiere of Herzstück by Heiner Müller, and will provide room for around 200 spectators, including a cooling and heating system. According to Zirkar, the renovation work on the Gorky and the replacement container will cost around 3.5 million euros. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.